M35, number 2B.
In this chapter, there are a lot of references on healing here in physiology, because physiology really tells us that mortal mind is the cause of all disease, that the body could never be diseased without mortal mind. Why does the body get disease? Because mortal mind entertains erroneous images, erroneous beliefs. That's the cause. Can you see? Mind, truth. It's always mind, truth, either in the positive or in the negative, when we go through these chapters. So, in order not to entertain erroneous views in the human mind, what do? We exchange the beliefs of the human mind for the understanding of the divine mind, and consider from the point of view of divine mind the truth of mind. And this, she says, is really the only healing power. There is no other besides it. So how shall we define this? There are many aspects involved in it, but they all turn, I think, around. First of all, we could perhaps state there is no other healing but by truth power. There is no other healing but by truth power. I'm perhaps adding now the attitude. What we have to do in order to heal is healing takes place when the human mind yields to the divine mind. Yes. We come to the chapter 8, Footsteps of Truth. Here it is interesting that she takes up again a completely different aspect of healing. Namely, she always talks around that matter does not heal, but that metaphysics, in general, that which is above physics, does heal. She brings out here various aspects why that matter cannot heal. She says matter cannot heal, willpower cannot heal, drugs cannot heal, hypnotism cannot heal, matter cannot cure disease, drugs can never really heal. Can you hear? First she shows what cannot heal, that the material basis is not a healing basis. And then naturally she has to give the positive sense of it and shows that healing must be metaphysical, above matter. And she has a great number of ways to bring out the metaphysical attitude, really. She doesn't just use the term metaphysics. She uses it only a few times. But what she says, what does heal, is always metaphysical. For instance, when she says, prayer governed by science heals. See, she said, matter does not heal. Then what does it heal? What does heal? Prayer governed by science heal. We must heal in disregard of matter and its law. See, again, not physical. Jesus healed by metaphysical process. He says, healing is proved to be scientifically distinct from matter. Again, to make a distinction. And so she asked for healing through metaphysical science. Jesus healed in disregard to material laws. See, it always comes out. First, matter, drugs cannot heal. Therefore, let's heal in disregard to matter and material laws. What is disregard of matter? Is naturally a metaphysical attitude. Whatever that attitude is, if it's prayer or understanding or whatever it is. Therefore, she says, banish all thoughts of disease, empty human mind of disease, keep out of mind diseased thoughts, but what you need, again, the metaphysical attitude, spiritual drafts heal. Spiritual drafts heal. You know, if you don't know English properly, then you say, well, I always hear that you get sick in a draft. That you get the cold when you are sitting in a draft. And here she says, spiritual drafts heal. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, four letters for just... If that is not complicated, just for a... Four letters. Took me about 20 years to learn that, to pronounce that word. Yes. So they do heal at least. She says devotion heals. Can you see how wonderful even devotion heals? Therefore hold perfect models in your thought like goodness, mercy, love, they heal. So, in this whole long chapter, actually, we find here suddenly something that is quite unique, which we didn't have before, which we felt that would be all over the place in the textbook, but it isn't, that she brings out that healing is metaphysical and never material. So perhaps be put down as an epitome, metaphysics heals, comma, matter cannot heal. Oh yeah, now we should make an epitome of the vertical. See, now we could say, what is now the general tone in it? And I think, especially in the first three chapters of this vertical, animal magnetism, science, theology, and medicine, and physiology, we had typically always the indication that healing is a question of truth and mind. In animal magnetism, saying animal magnetism cannot heal. Why? Because mesmerism, animal magnetism, when it is used for healing, it is based on mind, small m, using truth, small t. Whereas then in the chapter 6, she shows that the principle of healing is that truth, capital T, heals through mind, capital M. So that is the truth that heals through mind. And in the chapter on physiology, she shows that therefore we should turn from the mind that has wrong concepts to that mind, to that truth, which is only knowing itself through mind. That is the only healing power. And finally, in the last chapter on footsteps of truth, she lifts that whole healing out of the material concept into the metaphysical concept as the only healing power. So we could perhaps summarize that whole vertical as that Christ spirit, which we could name truth healing through mind. Truth healing through mind. Yes? See, it's very different from the first vertical, where we had just that big first question which was asking, how can we attain really the healing power? But now she defines what the healing power is. Says the healing power is truth, mind. All right. So we come to the next chapter, creation. Here again we have a chapter with only a few references on healing. Creation apparently has nothing to do with healing. It is a subject that shows us a positive, creative sense. And therefore the only thing Mrs. Eddy can say there is that really disease is created by the human mind, that disease is not created by the divine mind, but that the basis of healing, therefore, is to go back to the truth of creation, because the truth of creation is that no disease has ever been produced and created and brought forth, and so go back to the origin of everything. See, now it is going further back than where disease was produced, and say the only thing that ever is produced is that mind brings forth its own perfect creation, so that the basis of healing is really a perfect principle and a perfect idea which knows no disease. These are actually the only few indication we have in this chapter. She speaks here that divine healing includes what? A perfect principle and idea as the basis of demonstration. Now she goes to the basis of demonstration, you see. She goes now back and says, in the second vertical you have heard that truth can heal through mind. That's fine. But what is that truth? What is that truth? And so in this chapter she will show, the truth is that there is a perfect creation from which you can go out. The perfect principle and the perfect creation from which you can go out. That is the basis of healing. That's the truth which you can know as mind. So it's difficult here to be quite sure about an epitome, because whenever one has in a chapter only one or two references, one isn't quite sure if they are really the pith of it or just a side remark. So one has to take the chance in that investigation that one tries it out and sees if it can make sense in the when it is integrated into the whole chart or into the whole matrix. So let's do that, and as a tentative answer, put down the basis of healing. Basis of healing, : a perfect principle and idea. Can you see the logical reasoning that may be behind it? Because creation says what? It says we have a perfect creation. What is that perfect creation? In that perfect creation, principle creates only forms of health. Only forms of health. Can't do anything else. So that's your basis. Heal disease through health. Heal disease through the idea of health, through the idea of wholeness. And therefore, if you want to heal disease, first go back to true creation and see that in true creation, principle could never do anything else but create true, healthy ideas. They can never be diseased. Then we come to that big, big chapter, Science of Being, that has 73 pages. It's a very big chapter, and yet comparatively few references. Comparatively. It's always in proportion. We have to be a little bit a statistician, and know a little bit about the rules of statistics in order not to be sidetracked. We know that the chapter has three parts, and so just let's look at the three parts first separately and then see if there is a common denominator in it. The science of being indicates that being, that health, that creation of health, of healthy ideas, has apparently a science, that it can be understood and learned and taught. And in the first part we see that when she is speaking about healing, she speaks practically always about the circumstance that we can learn Christian healing and that we can be instructed in Christian healing. See, quite different than in prayer. In prayer she said, well, you know, what kind of healing do you want? Do you want healing through faith and blind faith or belief, or through spiritual understanding? The answer is through spiritual understanding. Here in the 10th chapter she says, all right, and I can instruct you in spiritual understanding. Spiritual understanding is not just a gift from above. I can teach you that. You can be instructed in it. There is a method to learn it. It's not just mystical or a feeling about it, a charismatic feeling about it, a talent, a natural intuition or anything like that. It's something that can be taught like any other science. And so we find here all these references are geared, so to say, in showing that healing is a process that can be learned. She says Jesus instructed his disciples to heal through mind. It was an instruction. The power of healing is what? She says it is a cultivated spiritual understanding. You see, a charismatic ability to heal is not a culture. It's something you have or you don't have it. She speaks that we can learn to practice Christian healing. She says truth scientifically understood heals the sick. She says the divine precept, see, precept, step by steps, you get higher instruction, must be understood for healing. She says that we have to learn from principle how to demonstrate truth. You know, it just fills me with joy, and something within me always, every time I go through it, just begins to marvel somehow. I marvel at these things. Why on earth did she never... You see, a chapter on signs of being starts round about on page 265 or something like that. Why does it take half a textbook until finally she comes to the point that you say, you know, that healing thing, you can learn. It can be taught to you. You can be instructed in it. Why does she take 250 pages to tell that? Why didn't she start with that right away and say, look here, I give you now the science of being and you can learn it. And I can instruct you, and therefore you can learn it step by step if you follow it. Here are the precepts. No, she didn't say that at all. She first wanted to know, do you actually seek that or don't you? See, we begin to feel more and more that when we investigate the subject matrix-wise, that we really get much more the spiritual import than the intellectual import of the subject. That it is not the mental import which we get, but that it is the spiritual life import which she shows. She puts much more, in that way we see much more the stress on the living side of the teaching, of the deep-rooted life side of the teaching, which doesn't start right away with the knowing and the understanding and the instruction. She appeals, so to say, to the life core of the reader. I don't know if these terms are right, which I coin here, life core and these things, but you know what I mean. Huh? And so here, only in the 10th chapter, she says, and you know, this is a science, and you can learn it. You can be instructed in it, and that's the way how you should do it. In the second part, actually, too, where she gives the pragmatic sense of the first part, here again, she indicates that it is actually that spiritual understanding which enables us to heal, and that we can learn from Jesus the power of spirit over the flesh and how it heals. We can learn from Jesus. See, it's again a learning process. It is understanding the spiritual individuality of man which enables you to conquer disease. It's again understanding. The spiritual light enabled Paul to heal. Understanding principle heals. Understanding spiritual law heals. Now, can you see how important it is that we never will forget that tremendous summer school in 1973 when we did take the laws? I just leave it for a few years, a little bit dormant there. I have shown the pinnacle of the present teaching, and I knew I had to go back and first fortify the fundamentals again, or those laws I've just used. You say in rote, just as a rosary. And I could see that danger coming up, that they are used like a rosary, and that the spiritual meaning of it was not always understood. So I have to trace back now again, see, further back to the fundamentals, because now I know that the students are willing to investigate the fundamentals. I knew in the earlier years that the students were not willing to investigate the fundamentals, because it's a nitty-gritty and it's not so simple, and it takes a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of discipline to do it. But now I feel that the students are willing to do that. This is the 10th chapter. This is the 10th chapter. The question, am I now going to learn the roots, the fundamentals? First, one always has to show the big picture, so that the student somehow has the overall view and sees that when he begins to study one part of it, he knows which place value that part has within the whole. Else he doesn't quite know why he should do it. And he gets tired of it, he feels it as a burden, he feels it as a cold letter practice. And so here too, this interesting part, you see, that only now in the 10th chapter Mrs. Eddy would bring up this subject. She says in the third part, subject sickness to the rule of health in Christian Science and you will heal. So in this 10th part, chapter, we can see that the main point, therefore, is to see that it is actually that, how can we say it, that the understanding of the idea, the understanding of the scientific idea heals. Naturally, that in order to understand, you have to learn it. That's implied by it. Yes. Well, we stop here and continue this afternoon.